B-Pod Studios.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
The most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
And I just came here to help your ratings.
Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Welcome to the program. It's Wednesday, July 1st. Felger Maz here, presented by DraftKings on 98.5 The Sports Hub, simulcast across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston. Maz alongside day two here again from our Tom Ford Tire Studios in Dorchester. Hi, Anthony.
Good, you?
Got Matt McCarthy, McTakey there behind the glass. How you doing, Matt?
Oh, I'm fine. I love my glass case of takes back here. It's enjoyable.
Glass month of July.
Yes.
Glass takes. Glass case, you can't even spit that out.
Glass right. Case of takes.
Glass case of takes, hermetically sealed in his own take bubble back there, Matt McCarthy. Okay, so we got a lot to get to today, but I do want to start with day three of Cam Newton. Have they officially announced this yet?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, but here's today's topic. And I have two Cam Newton whoppers to get to today. Cam Newton, we had a Mike Lombardi whopper yesterday, this whole business about the key to 2020 isn't the offense or the defense, but the rookie kicker. And if Justin Warwasser is good,
I'm still chuckling about that one. I'm sorry.
Then watch out, he says. Then watch out if Warwasser can kick. Then
that's
watch
the kicker.
So that was yesterday's whopper. I got two Cam Newton whoppers for you today. Here's whopper number one. And I'll give it to you courtesy of Diana Russini, the fine reporter there for ESPN. She put on Twitter today, I spoke over text with an AFC East head coach on Cam Newton and the Patriots. And now she quotes the AFC East head coach. So it's one of three guys. Then this coach says, of the Patriots, I think they are going to keep three quarterbacks. Use Cam Newton perhaps as the wild card. I actually don't see him starting week one in the offense. I know one thing for a fact. The Patriots love Jared Stidham, end quote. Fellow AFC East head coach.
Okay.
So that's whopper number one, that Cam Newton's here. He'll make the team, but he won't even be the starter on this team. Or he's, you know, legitimately brought in here as just competition and is a candidate to be released in camp or to start the season on the bench.
Okay.
First of all, what's your conspiracy theory on who the AFC East head coach is?
Brian Flores.
Has to be, right?
We'd think so.
Doesn't this person speak with some knowledge of the Patriots' inner workings?
Feels that way. And again, when he says, I know for a fact. And what is it? Adam Gase doesn't know anything for a fact. Adam Gase doesn't know if the sky is blue, for crying out loud. And McDermott, strikes me as being, intense. And I just don't think it's him. I don't think he would talk that way.
Me neither.
Is the point.
Well, see, I don't think I don't think Gase or McDermott would talk that way about the Patriots because they're all scared bleepless of the Patriots.
Sure.
Where Brian Flores probably looks at and says, I know those guys, F them. You know what I mean? Like, he's got a little bit more of that.
Part of the reason I like him.
Yeah, right, that attitude. So I think it's Flores too. But, he says, well, I know one thing for a fact. Not that Flores was here when Stidham was. Like, Flores had gone by then. But still. So fine, let's just say it's Flores. Jinkies onto anything?
No.
Isn't that a Whopper?
Yeah, it is a Whopper. I think he's probably thinking about how he would look at it. Or, I don't know, maybe he had some conversation with someone where they said, worst case, they use him as a Wildcat quarterback. And, you know, they kind of sprinkle him in some capacity and they do it that way. I think they're going to carry three. I think that part is right. But do I think that Newton is going to be some sort of part of a committee at quarterback? No. Cam Newton is here to start. I believe that Cam Newton is here to start. And I don't think that that's going to change unless he is so bad in camp or he can't get on the field.
And I just don't see, you know, Newton accepting the backup role. I just don't think that's why he's here. And I don't think that it fits the... you know, what this is for him, which is a rehab year, or, I mean, you know what I mean? This is a year that he gets his career back on track, springboard to the next contract. If he can't even beat out Jared Stidham out of training camp, then I think that that sets that whole thing back. He's better off being on the street and saying, everyone's stupid. No one's taking a chance on me. So I just don't think that that fits. Although the reporting, you know, has been otherwise. There's been guys, Kern, Bedard have pointed out that, you know, the word is, and I assume from the Newton camp, is that he's just ready to come in, fit in. It's all about winning and whatever it takes. And even if that's a backup role, he's okay with it. Which I just don't see that. I don't see that fitting for him. I don't. But do you think there's any chance, Maz? Do you think there's any chance that if Cam Newton's healthy, let's say he's healthy, take the health out of it, that he's healthy and in great shape, that he doesn't win the job?
No.
I do. What if he doesn't get the offense? Or they can't figure it out. Like, they just can't get on the same page. He can't get on the same page with them, or they can't get on the same page with him.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I don't think... Well, yeah, fine, yes. If that's the case, yes. But I don't think it's going to go that way. I think they're going to tailor it to him. I think that the only question to me is whether he's healthy.
So I definitely think they're going to tailor it to him. But that doesn't mean, you know, their terminology is still the terminology. The playbook's still the playbook. The way they call plays is still the way they call plays. I mean, there's been a lot of guys at a lot less complicated positions that have come in here and just haven't gotten it. You know, a ton of receivers. How many receivers have come in here? Now, is that Brady or is that the scheme or whatever? But let's just say Newton runs into those same problems, that he can't pick up what they want him to pick up or vice versa. And it's just not hit on all cylinders.
Yeah, but then I would say, then why did they bring him in at all? Because they know they're doing it on a short, you know, short off season here. So to me, the fact that they brought him in to me is an indication that if he's healthy, he's playing, and they'll figure it out as they go. So to me, the only question is health. The only question is health. If he's healthy, I think that's the reason he came here. You know, because again, he knows, he looks at it and he says, Stidham and Hoyer, if I can't beat those two guys out, I suck. Time to get out of the game. So I think that's the big draw for him. I think they're all playing the political game. I think that when they sat down and they talked contract, Belichick said, well, look, here's how we're going to approach it. Okay, you're going to come in. You're going to compete for the job. You have to win the job. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They all say the same thing. Yeah, yeah, okay, no problem. Yes, and they say it publicly. But the fact is, Cam Newton is not coming in here to lose the job to anybody.
I think there's a real chance. I mean, when I say real... That could be 10%, 20%, but I think there is a chance. A real, albeit maybe, you know, on the smaller end, but there how many ways can I parse that, right? I just think there's a chance that he's totally healthy and he's still released in camp. I do. I think that's on the table. And just because there's just been a million guys that have come in here, it just hasn't clicked for whatever reason. And that's a, you know, obviously that's a position that has the most moving parts of any of them. And maybe he gets in here and it's just not clicking. They're not clicking. The Pats can't get the offense to him, or he can't get to the Patriots offense. And Stidham looks great in camp and knows the offense back to front the way they want it. And then they say, well, Cam Newton backing up Jared Stidham, does that make any sense? I think that makes no sense for no one. I don't think that makes any sense for Cam Newton. And I don't think it makes any sense for the Patriots. I think it puts Stidham in a tough spot. He has a bad half. People are calling for Cam Newton. Did you read Bedard? So we mentioned the Bedard story yesterday. I didn't get all the way through it till overnight. So I read the whole thing. Bedard gives us a couple of whoppers. So he weighs in on whopper number one. Whopper number one is, again, Diana Rossini talking to an AFC East head coach who says Stidham's still going to be the starter. Do you think there's any chance of that? And how would you feel about that if that were the case? Jimmy, you may release the hounds at 617-779-0985. Bedard kind of weighs in on this. He says there's another big upside for Stidham and the Patriots. With the Newton signing. He says, let's just say Stidham beats out Newton. And believe me, those Patriots team leaders will know the score on the field, as will the media, and will back whoever proves himself more on the field. He said, how great would that be for Stidham and the team? If, for example, Stidham had just beaten out Brian Hoyer in camp, how much confidence do you think that would bring the Patriots senior team members going into the season? Almost none.
Right.
Like, you know, it's like, you know, if it's Stidham and Hoyer and Stidham just beats out Hoyer, then the team leaders say, I don't know if this kid can play. All he did was beat up Brian Hoyer. But if he beats out Cam Newton, does that energize the whole locker room? This is Bedard's point. He says if he just beat out Hoyer, they, meaning the locker room, senior leaders, would have no clue whether or not to be confident in Stidham. But if Stidham beats out Newton, that's an accomplishment. That's knowing something about Stidham. Now everyone from Stidham to the veterans on the team would go into the season with a quiet confidence, some swagger, and ready to take on the NFL. What would you say the odds are that Belichick is setting this up as such?
That I'll allow for.
Really?
Yes.
He's that diabolical.
Yep.
To bring in Cam Newton just
he's
to
that
pump,
plotted, yes.
To bring in Cam Newton just to have Jared Stidham beat him out in camp and pump up Stidham and pump up the locker room, you don't put that past Bill Belichick.
I don't.
Ha!
I don't.
That is diabolical.
So that Bill's diabolical. So yes, I would allow for that. I mean, if you're telling me that Bill is using Cam Newton and he says it's $1 million, but I'm really investing the million in Stidham, that's the way I'm looking at it. Again, small percentage, but do I rule it out? No, because I rule out nothing with Bill. But I'll tell you what's wrong with Bedard's scenario is that Cam Newton's got 10 years in the league. So all of a sudden, Jared Stidham's going to have a good preseason. Cam Newton's going to have a bad preseason. And Devin McCourty's going to sit there and go, Jared Stidham's better than Cam Newton?
So I stop on that too, which is, boy, I mean, they may say he had a better camp, but Newton has a lot of fans in the league, a lot of fans on the team. How excited was the team when they announced the signing?
I mean, so that's another thing. Like, you know, and I'm not even factoring that part in, but it's true. They were all, you know, doing cartwheels. You're getting all kinds of response from players on social media. And veteran players are smart enough to look at and go, come on. Come on, it's preseason. Guys are going half speed, for crying out loud, or they're playing two series and then they're out. It's not the same. It's apples and oranges. Cam's got 9 years in the league. He won an MVP. He's been to a Super Bowl. We're going to say that Jared Stidham's better than Cam Newton based on two preseason games. Two.
So I don't think that's what Bill's done. I don't think that's what Bill's done. I think, you know, what I said yesterday, and who the heck knows? But I just think they had a change of heart on Stidham here in the last couple of weeks or months for whatever reason. And that's why they said, fine, let's activate the Cam Newton option. And Cam Newton makes no sense here as the third quarterback, meaning the number two quarterback. He makes no sense here. None. Not for the team, because that's unfair to Stidham. As soon as Stidham has a bad half or a bad game, everyone, the whole world is clamoring for Cam Newton. Boy, that's a lot of pressure on Stidham. He'll hear it after one bad series. Why aren't you playing Cam Newton? So I don't think he makes sense for the team. I don't even make sense for Cam Newton, the brand, or what he's trying to do here to rehab his career and set up his next big contract. It makes no sense for him. It's he makes the team out of camp or he's released. But is that all predetermined by Bill just to pump up Stidham? Wow, that's a diabolical conspiracy theory right there.
I rule out nothing with Bill.
So Bedard doesn't imply that's, you know, determined by Bill, that's predetermined, that's his plan here. But I made that leap. All right, so what about you? We're going to start day three. Cam Newton reaction to your calls right after these words.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
By and large, we don't remember the last segment.
Felger and Mass.
I mean, I don't remember what I said last segment.
I don't remember what I said 60 seconds ago.
Felger and Mass.
You don't remember who we are or what we said last week.
Yeah, but Felger, I'm the highlight of your show.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
If the guy's right, and I think that's the big gamble here, right? If the guy's right, yeah, you bring him in. I think he's got a two-month trial. I really do. I think he's got a 2-month tryout here, meaning the month of July, the month of August. Because really, when you study stuff about Cam Newton and you realize what Cam Newton is as a player, as a teammate, and all, he's not a backup. I think Cam wants to be a starter. I think Cam feels that he's done enough in this league to get the opportunity to be the starter. Now, if Jarrett Stidham beats him out, which I'm still going to say Stidham's going to be the starter. I don't think Cam Newton will be on the football team.
So that's Zoe the last couple days. He's said it a couple times that he thinks Stidham still wins the job and that Cam Newton won't be on the team. And the Cam Newton won't be on the team, I think, is just a logical thing. It's just I just don't think it makes sense for anyone for him to be the backup. I think that puts both of them, you know, in a tough spot. I would say this, though. If, you know, if this does come to pass, that Stidham does win the job and Newton stays here as the backup, I'd give him credit. You know, that would really mean that he is, you know, just committed to doing this thing and whatever it takes and, you know, waiting his turn and all of that. I just don't feel he's in that place. But as much as anything, I think it's tough on Stidham. I mean, yeah, it gets off to a slow start. It's like, boy, that's a big guy to have behind you there.
Huge
staring
shadow.
You down on the sidelines for crying out loud. So the number of people who think Stidham is still the guy or it's a real competition or he could win the job, that surprises me. I consider that borderline whopper. Borderline whopper. All right, so your thoughts as promised. Drew in Connecticut, lead us off today.
Hey, guys. So there's too many reasons why they would have to cut Newton in camp. So from the side that the Patriots offer something to Newton, they say, hey, look, we'll give you $1 million. You're not going to be anywhere right now. You can't even practice because, you know, between COVID and not being on a roster, you're kind of in a tight spot. You get to be on the pass and you're relevant, at least until whatever point in camp. For Jarrett Stidham, they get to do two things. Number one, they get to say, look, he didn't just beat out some bum named Hoyer. He beat out the great Cam Newton that everyone's been pumping up for the past few weeks, even though he's a dog. And Bale gets to, for $1 million, bury the lead on what would have normally been a huge news story.
Well, the last part I don't get. But, you know, your second point there was Bedard's point that if you forget winning over the fans or anything like that, if Bill has to win over his locker room, if he has to get his locker room to have confidence in Jarrett Stidham, doesn't he, you know, get a lot closer to accomplishing that if he beats out Cam Newton versus Brian Hoyer?
Yes.
That's Bedard's point.
Yes, and it's a good point. It is, except that I also don't think that, you know, there's part of it that doesn't work. And again, I use Devin McCourty because he's been around for a long time and, you know, he's got a certain, what's the right word? He's got a certain air about him in that locker room and on that team. He's got sway. He's a leader. Devin McCourty, been in the league all that time. Super Bowl rings, the whole nine yards. He's going to look at a preseason and say, this guy's better than Cam Newton? No way. Now, look, maybe out of practice every day, maybe.
What if he is? What if he's
I have a hard time believing it.
And I mean, and I don't think he is either. But what if he just proves himself to be, Stidham does, quicker release, more accurate, better game manager, which is just what they want this year. That they don't want to turn the offense into something else. And they just want to run the Patriot offense that's been here the last 20 years. And so they're going to ask each guy to compete in that, you know, just in that bubble. And look, this is not what I want them to do. I want them to turn Cam Newton loose. Because it's a waste to have him here unless you turn him loose. But I'm trying to paint a scenario for you here, man.
Sure, of course. You're trying to facilitate.
They run the Patriots offense and Stidham is just a little more efficient, a little more up to speed in running the Patriots offense. You don't think that's possible?
Yeah, I do think that is possible. But then I would ask the question, then what the hell did you bring Newton in for? Like, because you said it yourself, you think they're gonna tailor to the offense for him. You don't bring in a guy like that unless you're going to tailor to his talents. Now you're asking him to be something he's not? Why don't you just make them tight end for crying out loud? It's stupid.
Scott Zolak, team broadcaster, thinks Stidham's still the guy and Newton won't be on the team.
So I'll tell you what I think this could be as it relates to Stidham. But go ahead.
No, you go.
Okay, so Bedard is saying that, Stidham could win over the team more easily if he beats out Newton. What if this is a wake-up call to Stidham? And when I say wake-up call, I don't mean one camp. I mean 1 year. We didn't like the way you approached it during the offseason. We think you acted as if the job was yours. We brought in Hoyer because we thought you were going to respond differently, and you didn't.
This is what I wonder.
And so, you know what? we don't think he can play this year. As a result of it, we're bringing in Cam Newton.
I think that's your most plausible scenario right there.
We still like you, but you need to grow up a little, kid, because we're not just going to hand you the job.
I think that's possible.
So get your ass in gear, because Cam Newton's now here and he's playing this year. And if you take another season off or another offseason off next year, then we'll go out and draft someone and get a permanent replacement.
I just think for some reason they had a little bit of a change of heart on Stidham. Not big picture, not overall, but maybe as it relates to this year. And who knows what that is. Maybe it's what you're talking about. Let's get to Guy in Boston, one of our favorites. Hi, Guy.
Love Guy. I know I'm one of your favorites. I want to tell you, Michael, you've been in this business how long? And you still look surprised when Bill Belichick lies. Let me tell you, the most important thing that ever came out of Belichick is when he farts and you hear Mike Lombardi singing. Thank you. Goodbye.
Yeah, you're welcome. There you go. Yeah. So what's he lying about now? Just the whole Lombardi stuff from yesterday? Whatever. I mean, or the other scenario, we talked about this all day yesterday. The other scenario with Stidham is not that they had a change of heart. They feel exactly as they always have. It's that the first couple months of the Stidham hype was a lie. That was Bill putting out a lie, that this is the guy, we believe in the guy. Look at how accurate he is. Look at how ready he is. Stidham's the plan. That was a head fake by the Patriots and Bill Belichick.
Could be.
That's the other scenario.
Or maybe they were trying to pump Stidham up early, get him ready for it, get him ready to compete, and then they didn't see him compete the way they wanted, so they brought Newton in.
We've got Bobby in the car on something that interests me just a little bit. Go ahead, Bobby.
Hey, did you guys see Julian Edelman's post, picture of him with Cam Newton, saying, Newton, Massachusetts, let's work? Well, Brady commented on it, saying, I'll always be your number one with a question mark and a winky face. I think that shows that Brady thinks Newton's going to be the starter, and two, he's kind of mocking him a little bit.
Okay, so we have this coming up later on in the show, but since you asked now, I don't get what the angle is there with that. And, you know, and we didn't talk about it yesterday because it's just, to me, Twitter grab ass, and I don't care about that. I just don't. That when I look at that, I just think it's these guys just constantly on social media sending each other little winky face emojis and sausage emojis and, like, love you, like, I'm weird fonts and, like, whatever. It's not. I don't get it. I don't care to get it. I just do it that on your own time. And it's like, so I don't think there's anything to it. I don't know. There's no, believe me, I'd love to have an angle there to pound that and to make a story out of it. So you help me. What's the story there?
Well, so here's how I took it initially. First of all, if Stidham's the guy and Edelman's giving Cam Newton love on social media.
So hold on. If Stidham's the guy and
Edelman's giving love to Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Well, that's a player feeding a quarterback controversy, isn't it?
Okay.
So that's one. So my point is, I think Edelman knows Cam Newton's not here to be the backup.
No, but what's that to do with Brady?
Okay, so I'm getting a Brady. I'm getting a Brady next. And then Brady says, I'll still always be your number one. Well, Newton wore number one, right?
Yeah.
So I think he's just saying, you know, I think he's just joking around saying, you know, I'm still the first love of your life. Let's not kid yourself.
It's just Twitter grab ass.
Yeah. It wasn't. I don't think it was anything controversial, but I think he was saying, I'm still your number one.
Does it show that Brady's obsessed with the Patriots? Does it show that he's, you know?
No, I think it's him just goofing with Edelman. I mean, I think he is obsessed with the Patriots. I think he always will be. But I think it's more him just goosing Edelman around and, you know, giving him a yank.
I just think it's another guy dinking around with his phone. Just dinking around on Twitter. Just another guy. We got another thing we want to hit on, how Randy Moss feels about Cam Newton here in New England. We'll get to that after Matt McCarthy's update.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Doing what they do best.
Now talk about soap opera.
Wilder and Mass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, Randy Moss had some comments in the last couple days about Newton replacing Tom Brady and taking over the Patriots offense. Moss said it's going to be fun.
He says, that's one thing I want Cam Newton to understand. He can get back to having fun. He can get back to smiling, having fun with the fans. That's what the offense in New England is going to be able to give him. The guys are excited to have a guy like Cam Newton being able to be an athletic and mobile quarterback. That's something the Patriots haven't seen in a long time. So what are your thoughts on that, Miz?
So Randy Moss saying that Cam Newton's going to have fun here. Like, and I started wondering, what if Bill goes the other way? Like you were saying yesterday, no fun allowed. And what if Bill, just to spite Brady and Gronk, and I say in part says, you know what? I'm going to let this guy be who he is.
He's not going to, you know, after busting Brady's balls for 20 years, he's going to just go easy on Cam Newton.
Right. And just let him express himself on the field and be who he is. Right. Let him go. Cam, you want to rip open the shirt and show the Superman logo? Go ahead. You want to do that? You want to dab? Go ahead. As long as you play well, I don't give a rat's ass. Show up on time for practice. Be on time for the meetings. Be a leader. But if we score touchdowns and you want to have some fun with that, go ahead. Don't taunt the opposition too much, but you be you.
And that's despite Brady and Gronkowski.
Yeah, I wonder.
Because, like, I mean, not that he had to do that with Brady, but Gronkowski, he had to tell not to celebrate. I mean, Gronkowski told us that, that, you know, not only are they not allowed to celebrate, they're not allowed to tell us they're not allowed to celebrate.
Correct.
That was the thing with the Dorsett thing.
So I wonder, like, what
so
if
Brady would do that just to piss off Brady and Gronk in Tampa?
I mean, in part, right? And not solely, but in part. Because, again, if it's about getting the most out of Newton and letting Newton be Newton, you know, and do all the things that Newton does. You tailor the offense to him. You know, you loosen the reins a little bit. You let his personality come out. You let the guy be the guy he is. Because at the end of the day, it's better for your football team if he's in a good place. And in a little side benefit, a little perk, as you would say, hey, Tom, I thought you said we couldn't have fun here. This guy looks like he's having fun.
Yeah, I think it's going to go the other way. I think in that regard, Newton's going to conform to the Patriots. I think he will. He should. I think that part of the Patriot culture I like. And we talked about this yesterday. So I think, you know, like the off the field, quote unquote, off the field. I'm not really talking about, you know, the touchdown celebrations are on the field. But like that stuff, I think Newton's going to move to the Patriots. I think when it comes to the scheme, which is really what I really care more about, I think the Patriots are going to move to Newton and turn him loose and should turn him loose. And that's going to be fun. Watching him make plays is going to make fun. You know me. I don't touchdown dances and that stuff to me is I don't get any enjoyment out of that. I know McTakey, you had a thought on it.
Yes, if they conform to Cam Newton while running Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski, two of the greatest players or the two greatest players in the history of the franchise out of town, that will make me sick. All right, you come in here, you do the Patriot thing, that's fine. But if we weren't willing to conform to Rob Gronkowski, the greatest tight end in the history of the league, and let him celebrate, or let Tom Brady be a diva the way that Tom Brady had been a diva the last few years, that will make me a card-carrying Bobo and a, you know, of the Tom Brady fan club absolutely sick.
I'll give
no
you
way,
Brady.
No way.
I'll
no
give
how.
You Brady. I'm not giving you Gronk. Gronk ran himself out of town, please. Like, they didn't run Gronk out of town. Gronk ran himself out. He quit on him. For crying out loud. So I'm not, like, I won't give you Gronk. I'll give you Brady, though, because Brady's different. But not Gronk. Gronk ran himself out.
Guy just wanted to have a little fun. I've got no problem with that.
But that, it just got to, he got to be such a chore. He got to be such a freaking chore. You know, Brady's the greatest player in the history of the league. Not just his position. The history of the league. Maybe the history of pro sports, for crying out loud. So fine, Brady wants to get disenchanted and Brady's allowed. Gronk? Oh, God, please, no. He ran himself out.
Philip Dorsett can, you know, ride Gronk like a pony all he wants. If he's catching touchdowns for me, Maz, bring me the success. That's what I want. At least I have standards. You know, I just want them to keep on winning.
Sorry, I was just talking to Stu there. I want to hear that Gronkowski post-game cut. Was it 2 years ago? It was a Dorsett year.
And was it Dorsett or was it Brandon Cooks?
I thought it was Dorsett that jumped on his back and tried to ride him like a pony, and they asked Gronkowski about it afterwards. He said, I'd like to talk about it, but I can't. Bill said we can't even talk about it, but I kind of want to. And like it was that cut. Was it Cooks or Dorsett? I can't remember. Either way, that cut. I don't really care about that. Like, the dancing, like, it's just not. I think what's fun is seeing a new Patriots offense. And seeing a guy that can be explosive outside the pocket, running the ball, whole new skill, like that thing, I think is fun. And, you know, like that other stuff, I think Newton's going to be hyper-focused. I mean, he should be. He's going to be hyper-focused on getting his career back on track. And you do that by making plays, not all that other stuff. That other stuff doesn't matter. It you know, it begins and ends with the football.
I mean, based on some of that workout stuff, man, he looks – if he's dialed in, he's scary.
Okay, Jimmy, when was this Gronk thing? Just tell me when it was. Well, whatever. Just play it first. Go ahead while we figure it out.
It's November 26th of 17.
Anyway, go.
Rob, the Patriots haven't been making full use of the more relaxed celebration rules this year, but at following the final touchdown of the game, it looked like Brandon Cooks appeared to hop on your back and ride you like a racehorse. How did that particular scene come about?
That was not planned or anything, and we got yelled at. We're not allowed to talk about celebrations. That's what we got told, but I kind of want to talk about it. But I kind of don't, because I'll get in trouble. So I don't know what to do. So it just happened on the spot. It wasn't planned. We'll just keep it there.
So, not only are the Patriots not allowed to choreograph their celebrations, they're not even allowed to talk about the fact they're not allowed to choreograph their celebrations. And Bill wouldn't let Rob Gronkowski do it. So I hope they keep that. I sort of like that button-down nature of the Patriots. I always have. And so I hope they keep that consistent through everything.
Yeah, and look, they probably will. I'm just saying that I bet you Newton gets a little attitude.
And it's done just – I mean, I do like the angle that Bill says, you know what, go ahead and do it. F Brady.
It'll piss him off.
I want Brady and Gronkowski to see, you know, just how fun it can be. Like, that's – I like that angle. I like that spite angle. But if I'm just somewhat serious about what I want from the football team, I sort of like that button-down nature of it. I like the fact that they're one of the few teams that doesn't choreograph their, you know, touchdown celebrations. I like that.
I mean, look, again, Newton looks focused to me. And the idea that Cam Newton could get serious about, like, 100% serious about it, and Bill Belichick could be his coach for that year, which goes hand in hand. I mean, that if that doesn't, you know, if that doesn't put a little Duke in your pants... Is that what the NFL ball is still called? Still called the Duke?
No, it wasn't one time. I understand what you're saying. I care way more about the football and the fun with the offense and the Patriots tailoring, you know, themselves to Newton and the offense is what I want to see. And I think to bring Cam Newton in here and have him run the Brady, Stidham, Hoyer offense is a waste. It's a waste of everyone's time. It's a waste of Newton's time. It's a waste of the team's time. It's a waste of our time. If you're going to bring in a guy with that kind of talent, that kind of ability, turn him loose. Turn him loose. And don't worry about the durability factor as much, because I don't think it's a long-term play here. I don't. And Cam Newton, you know, in the same regard, if he goes out there and plays cautious and doesn't use his legs, well, he's not going to then have the kind of year he's capable of having.
It defeats the purpose of having the player.
So I think it benefits him.
It's the best part of his game.
So I want to see all that stuff. I do. I don't love the read option. I don't love the RPOs and all that stuff. But if you got Cam Newton, you might as well do it and turn him loose. And that to me is fun. That's what I want to see. All right. So there's your thought on that. Again, we started off with the Whopper. Diana Rossini says there's an AFC East coach who says Stidham's still going to be the starter. Scott Zolak thinks Stidham is still going to be the starter. What's up with that? To your calls. Long commercial free segment next.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Say it.
Oh, I didn't say that. Yes, you did.
Yes, they did.
Well, you said it. You said it. I can prove that you said it. You said it.
It's Felger and Maz. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, calls as promised. Joe is in the car. Hi, Joe. What do you got?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I'm just curious what you think now about Stidham, because I'd say a couple weeks ago before this signing, this was Stidham's job to lose. I mean, lost to Hoyer. What a joke that guy was. But now I think there's some serious competition for him. And either way, it's a win-win for Bill. Bill knew, as always, he's the genius. you know, if Cam Newton beats them out, I think we got a good team. And if Stidham wins, I think that says a lot of confidence about Stidham.
Well, you just caused Maz to swallow his tongue and dump his pants.
I mean, Bill knew, as always, he's a genius. The whole thing was planned. Yeah, the whole thing planned. Right down to the last detail. He knew that the Panthers would release Newton. He knew that no one else would sign him. He knew Stidham would suck. He knew Stidham would take his foot off the gas. He knew. Like the guy can predict and see everything. So that part just drives me bananas. The reality is what Bill did was said, I'll wait and see what's left at the end. And it turned out to be Cam Newton. So, and I just, even as the caller said it, like, the thought sort of crystallizes in my head. You don't bring in Cam Newton to be competition. He's not that kind of guy. Not that kind of player. You don't bring him in to be competition. You bring him in to win the job.
Well, I mean, to be legit competition, meaning, in other words, someone you bring in to legitimately compete could lose and be the backup. And I think Cam Newton as the backup is a mistake. I just think he's a mistake. I think Andy Dalton makes sense as a backup. Mariota makes sense as a backup. Jameis Winston makes sense as a backup. And I think if that was really the plan, you just wanted competition, an honest competition, that means that veteran could lose and go to the bench and be the number two or the number three. I think those other guys make way more sense. Cam Newton's too good.
Exactly.
He's too good to be the two. Never mind just sort of his icon status in the league and, how he views himself and how the world views. It's just, he's not a backup.
No, you bring him in to win the job. That's what you do. You bring him in to win the job.
So, I mean, look, I think there was a change of heart on Stidham. Not that they're like out on him or they're going to trade him tomorrow or something. But my guess is and maybe Stidham did nothing. Maybe Bill just woke up one morning and said, you know what,
kid's not ready.
Yeah, right? Stidham didn't do anything, but they just, there was something of a change of heart. Because I do believe the full steam ahead nature of Jared Stidham for months this offseason was legit and genuine and coming from somewhere. And then I think there was a change there. Here's our buddy, and I say that loosely, Bob in Easton. Hi, Bob.
Listen, it's so simple. The reason why, and why hasn't anybody said this? This is where Bedard drives me nuts. First of all, if you think any veteran or any player on the Patriots was excited or thought, excited about Stidham being the starter, quit your job now. It's this simple. Why hasn't anybody come up with this logic? I get it that they backed Stidham the day Brady left and announced he was going to Tampa Bay. What do you think Belichick and the Patriots are going to say? We backed Stidham. Did you ever think that once Newton was released, okay? And by the way, the Patriots being the only team that really made him an offer, do you think that maybe there was more buildup of Stidham to drive down the price on Newton, to drive it down? Because everybody's asking, why did it take so long? And then finally, Newton's camp says, you know what? Hey, if Stidham's still your guy, because we're willing to sign with you. And let me ask you this question.
So, Bob, then you agree that the stuff about Stidham was just hype?
Yes, absolutely. However, I do think that they believe in him to a certain degree, but not as much as we've been led to believe.
Right.
However, do you guys think, do you think the Patriots have known that they've had Newton for at least a few weeks now? And if they didn't have Newton, if Newton's camp did not agree to sign with the Patriots, do you think the Patriots would have let Stidham go to Texas?
I don't know about that second part, Bob. I don't know. How can they can't prevent someone from going to a wedding. They don't have any rights on that. They can discourage it and say, we don't want you to, but they don't have to sign off on that. It's not in the CBA. So no, I put that aside. I have no idea. Like the wedding thing is, I have no idea if that's legit or a red herring or something or nothing. I have no idea. It's the only thing that I have though. So I sort of latch onto it a little bit. In that Brady's still working his ass off on the field. Cam Newton's on the field working out. Loved it. Loved seeing those pictures yesterday of him and Sanu. So, Russell Wilson, all these guys are working out, and he goes to a wedding, and Stidham goes to a wedding in Texas. And so I just think that's a bad optic. I hate that look. I like these guys working hard in the offseason. I think it's important, especially for him. So, I mean, I have no idea if that's legit, though, if that's just me. But don't delude yourself, Bob. What I meant to mention was What drove the price down on Newton was the fact that no one wanted him. The Patriots feigning interest in Stidham or pumping up Stidham, that didn't drive down the price. Or the Patriots waiting didn't drive down the price. What drove down the price is that not another team in the league wanted him. So in that case, he's going to go where he has the best chance to play, and he has no say on the number. The number is going to be given to him. It's not going to be negotiated because there's no one else willing him to give him a contract. That's what drove the number down. Zero interest.
Yeah, he had no leverage.
In Cam Newton. And that's a story in and of itself. Like, you know, if Newton goes out to a monster year, which I still think is possible, you know, I think he and people should be able to look around the league and say, what were you people thinking? What you know, Jacksonville and Gardner Minshew and the Chargers and Tyrod Taylor and a lot of these teams.
Idiots.
That just have, you know, marginal quarterback situations. Here's Cam Newton there for a song, for a really good deal, real good contract, and you passed on him? So, like, there'll be a bluff fest if Newton goes off to a big year.
Oh, no question. I mean, you know, again, I don't know how many touchdowns he's going to throw for. But I know this, the Patriots don't have to worry about Sony Michel and short yardage anymore. And Cam Newton will just keep it.
Curtis and Lynn. Hi, Curtis.
Gentlemen, yeah, like, it's the Belichick stuff is just outrageous. He's the biggest snake oil salesman of all time. It's all smoke. He can't let you guys let Brady go and there's no plan. So Stidham is the plan, in my air quotes. Stidham, Hoyer will be a day one starter, number one. Stidham is not the future, has no shot. To bring Newton in makes so little sense unless you've not only somewhat soured, but have completely soured on Stidham. There's no other logical explanation for it. Stidham was nothing but smoke. Because if you walk away from Brady without something, without presenting to the fans something, Stidham, then you what do you got then?
Okay, Curtis.
You know, even though you guys will give Belichick anything, it's so ridiculous how and the Newton thing as far as the whole league passing on. How about this side? The whole league passed on him because he's garbage.
He's not garbage. He might be, Curtis, I'll stop you. He might be a little overrated. I'll give you that. But that doesn't mean you're overrated doesn't mean suck. How many times do we have to say this? And he is, I'd certainly take him over at least a handful of the current starters in the league and maybe more if we really, and we are actually going to look at that coming up. But he's not garbage. And he's certainly worth a chance. He's certainly worth a chance for a bunch of teams that have nothing right now at quarterback. He said Brian Hoyer is going to emerge from this?
No shot.
Oh, boy.
Please.
Now, if that happens, now you're in real trouble. Like, there was a time where I'd say Hoyer made sense to me as a starter. Now, I'm not so sure.
Oh, no, please. He's the third guy for sure. His best shot is to be the holder. If you ask me, that's his best chance.
All right, we're going to pick this back up. That's whopper number one, okay? I think there's a couple Cam Newton whoppers today. One is the reporting that there's still people out there who think Stidham will be the starter. And that includes our very own Scott Zolak, never mind Diana Russini, or an AFC East head coach via Diana Russini on ESPN, but an AFC head coach, Rams Wars, thinks that Cam Newton's going to be a wild card and Jared Stidham is going to be your starter. So that's whopper number one. We got whopper number two on Newton coming up a little bit later on the show. But I do want to get to some NBA, NHL, and MLB stuff. Do you know, pitchers and catchers. When do pitchers and catchers report, Boston? Do you know?
July 1st.
How many times do you have to hear that promo? What's the date? Do you know, Boston? When do pitchers and catchers report? Would you believe, did you know, today? So let's get to that right after McTakey's update, 90 seconds, no commercials.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.